This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
I have a question, and maybe it's Dunlin about Star Wars.
Okay.
How come nobody ever, to my knowledge, nobody ever refers to the Star War? Like, nobody ever says, wow, we're having a really bad Star War right now. Nobody ever says what? That. Like,
I don't understand what you...
It's the title of the thing, but mm-hmm. the characters, like, are they aware that they're in a Star War? They don't seem to be. They should say...
Maybe it's an outward observation of what these people are going through, but they're not aware.
But they can view it historically. Like, remember that Star War we had with
like
Amidala?
World War I or World War II.
Yeah, the Sith guys. Remember mm-hmm. that? That was a Star War and a half. They don't seem to be aware of what's actually going on there.
Maybe they'll correct that for the next Star War.
Please do that. J.J. Abrams, have somebody go, man, what a Star War we're having. Wow. Hey, what's going on? My name is Brant. Hanging here with you.
Exactly what it's about to happen because of the lowering of your voice. We must be about to talk about Christmas villages.
As a matter of fact, I do want to talk about tiny Christmas villages. Dudes are into this. Dude, it's not unmanly.
No one said it was unmanly, Britt. That's just your own personal insecurity.
I hang out with the fellas, and we talk about tiny Christmas villages. Okay. Listen to some of the calls we get from the fellas.
Hey, Brant and Sherry, this is Nathan. I, too, like Christmas villages, and that they are a very manly thing.
Yo, Brant, this is Tristan.
Yeah.
Just one of the guys that he hang with. On the street corner. Mm. Hey, I just want to let Sherry know that Christmas villages are real.
Yeah.
And just wanted to prove her wrong.
Yeah.
I never said they weren't real. I just don't
Did
know why we're upset.
Did you hear what kind of dude he was? It's like,
Tristan. Everyone. I don't think this is the way you guys talk. It's just with Christmas villages.
Fist bumps all around, fellas. Oh, yeah. Tiny fist bumps. Tiny peaceful fist bumps. Yeah. They ask kids, what's the best way to get what you want for Christmas? And you know what their number one answer was?
What?
Nagging. Keep saying it over and over and over and over and over and over, and eventually we'll get what we want. They actually said that to whoever's doing this little poll of kids.
That's interesting.
It is. And you know what this reminded me of? I'm not trying to spiritualize this or anything, but it's so bizarre. Because if you were trying to spiritualize something like this, like if you were writing your own Bible, you're actually making it up.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't include something like this. Jesus actually said, if you want to get something from God, he actually put a positive spin on nagging.
Yeah.
He actually did. I didn't make that up. He actually tells a story about a woman that just keeps coming back nagging a judge to get what she wants. And he's giving that as an example of how to relate to your heavenly Father, which still blows my mind. I mean, you would never think, I just would never have written that.
Mm-hmm.
Nagging's bad, right? Well, apparently... Jesus is saying this is the kind of relationship you have with God. You can do that. And am I reading it wrong? It works?
No, it does. I'm just wondering, are you supporting all the women out there that nag? Are you telling us to go ahead?
You know what? I really haven't thought through this. I really haven't. So, let's take a break and then I'll figure this out and we'll be right back. We'll be right back. The Christmas story is still kind of shocking in many ways, but in one way, why was this baby such a threat to the powers that be? And if you know anything about history, Rome was incredibly powerful. Like, they'd achieved, quote-unquote, peace, the Pax Romana, all around the area, basically by not being peaceful is how they did it. And they took, you know, a lot of money from people and made them... vassals of the kingdom or whatever, but the guy was incredibly powerful, Augustus. And here's this baby. And there's this announcement, almost like Rome doesn't even exist. Like, here's the king. Well, what about the greatest king of all time that's over there in Rome? What about him? He can lift a little finger and make, you know, Joseph and Mary have to go to a town 1,000 miles away. I mean, that guy had all the power. And it's almost like, wait a second, that kingdom doesn't matter. This king is king of something different and better and bigger. That's extremely threatening. And I don't know that people still understand exactly what God is after, because they still think, oh, it's another power play. He's after something bigger and better. One difficult thing about Christmas gatherings is that they're frequently with humans. And those
that
humans.
That complicates matters.
It does. That's where the complications go. Like, oh, it was a human. Like, 95% of our relationship problems are with humans, at least.
95? I think it's probably a little higher.
Well, computers. We hate our computers.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
But
good point.
That's a significant stressor for people, and they always talk about that stress. Here's the thing. Humans are going to act like they always do. Don't be shocked by it. We talk about this a lot because of the unoffendable concept about just going into situations and going, they're just kind of, dad's going to be dad, mom's going to be mom, stepdad's going to be stepdad, mom-in-law's going to be mom, like whoever. Yeah, and you know what, too? You forgive them because of the way God's been patient with you. You can be a problem, too. You know that? I mean, I'm not trying to be insulting. People listen to the radio. Like, just insulting.
No, if you're human, you can be a problem.
I know, I can't be right about everything. I'm wrong frequently, so I know I can do this. I can try to be in right relationship, like where I'm loving. And that is a huge stress lift because you're not shocked anymore. You're not perplexed. You're not angered. Just like, yeah, this is who they are. And you know what? I'm going to love them anyway. We were just talking about the people that you get together with at Christmas, and sometimes they stress you out, or they can just do their thing that just drives you crazy, and you know, well, Cousin Bob's going to be Cousin Bob, or whatever. Here's the thing, though. Don't you enjoy a TV show where everybody is a character? I mean, if they're all the same, it's not entertaining. You can. I know this sounds crazy, or you can be like, Brant, you don't know my family. Okay, I don't. But, in general, can you kind of get some joy out of the fact that you've got characters in your family, or that, you know, the people that gather around, like, are just, they're extreme in some way. It can, sometimes the very thing that's driving you crazy can actually be kind of funny. And I don't mean laugh in their face about it, but like, you can appreciate it. Like, oh, that's just Cousin Bob.
Bob's a trip.
He's
boy, Bob's a
it
trip.
It is, but it's like the doorbell rings and then there's, you
here
know.
Here it comes.
Here comes Norm. That's what it was Cheers years ago when he'd come in there. But Norm, somebody people could be annoyed by him, but they welcomed him in. And that made the whole thing awesome. Like, it's not everybody until everybody's here. It is beautiful to have people home for Christmas. I'm experiencing this as a dad with my son back from college and being able to hang with him last night. Because I can't talk. Nobody cares.
Okay. About what?
Half the stuff I care about, nobody cares about. But if I brought this up with you, this thesis that if Germany had won World War I, we might be better off.
Right.
And, yeah, you don't care, but the justice does.
I would try to care.
I know you would.
You're
very kind that way. I know. But the concern is for me, not for the issue.
Right. That's true.
I was going through like, well, this would have happened, that would have happened. There wouldn't have been a Hitler. There wouldn't have been a World War II, most likely. Soviet Union wouldn't have existed, ergo no Cold War.
Right.
We don't know how, but you know, different colonial patterns, all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
which, again, even me describing it now is boring people. Here's the breakthrough. I know that I'm boring people.
Oh, good.
And I think that, thank you. Thank you.
Knowing's half the battle.
It is. And that's when I'm learning, like, why don't you be quiet?
Okay.
Now I'm still talking, but I'm going to stop in like 5 seconds. Four, three. Yeah, this is it. And goodbye to everybody. Hope you like your job. I like mine. My name is Brant, by the way. Producer Sherry is here. We're very thankful to work with each other. I also work with Cure International. I do a lot of stuff with them. But I love what I get to do. It's wonderful. All that to say, hope you love your job. Here's the thing. There are going to be elements of it you don't like. 100% guarantee. Just guarantee that. And I'm old enough, I know this. I've been through enough stuff. I've worked in fields as an agricultural worker. I've worked at Foot Locker. That didn't go so good. I worked as a waiter. That didn't go so good. I was a custodian. I got fired from that. But there's a lot of stuff. Even if it's the thing that is perfect for you, quote unquote, like, it doesn't mean it's not the right job if you're frustrated. You're going to have frustrations because you're dealing with humans and there's always going to be elements of stuff that you don't like. I hate to see people be like, they get purist like they do with people. Like there's a soul job, a soulmate that's perfect in every way. Or a soul job is like, it's going to be perfect in every way. No. You're on planet Earth. We have fallen. We messed up the Garden of Eden thing. So stuff's going to be frustrating. I'm not saying don't quit. I mean, you may want to. It's up to you. But if you think you're gonna, God's got this job for you, and it's gonna, oh, now it's perfect. It's just, it honestly doesn't happen. And you know what? Beautiful stuff happens because of the stuff that's not awesome. Like seeing you grow through that, having to be graceful towards other people, becoming more patient. I mean, that's, maybe God's using that stuff to sand you down a little bit in a good way. If you ever want to be involved with the show, the phone number is simple. It's 855-90-BRANT, 855-90-BRANT, and you can chime in on stuff. We love talking with you that way. You can just leave a voicemail if you want, which spares you, if you do leave a voicemail, the awkward interaction with me on the phone. I'm terrible on the phone. I hate it. I've gone without a phone the last week.
And you've been okay.
They hooked me up with another one at work because I have to have one.
Right.
And I didn't miss any calls.
I do my best not to call you because I know that you're very uncomfortable on the phone. Have you ever tried to be better? Have you just accepted this is the way it is? I'm terrible on the phone.
I've tried.
Okay.
Yeah. It makes me sad that you can't tell. Because I tried. Kind of excited about this. I suspect other people are too. It's getting closer to being a thing, like a real thing. The driverless cars.
Well, you're excited because you like robots.
I do.
This is right up your alley.
But I think a lot of people will agree with me on that. Susan, you agree with me that would you like trust a driverless car? You just sit there and let stuff drive you around?
Absolutely not.
Why is that? Just curious, because we do, like if we're on an elevator, for instance, we have to trust machinery and a computer.
Oh, yeah, but that's on the track. That's going to go up or down. That's not going to go weaving from one side to the other. Yeah.
And there aren't 80 other elevators around you that don't know what they're doing.
Yes.
Right. That's how I think, anyway.
Well, how about this? How about if everybody shifted at once? Would it be better, you think, have computers do it than, like, other drivers? They're really the problem, right?
Yeah,
so
they are.
I think that'd be good.
There's nobody to get mad at anymore. Like, you can't get mad at when someone cuts you off.
Oh, no, we still get mad.
Oh, we will? Okay.
Yeah, we get mad at our computers.
That's true.
Yeah. I just wondered about that, because if you ever stop and think about the people you know, and they're trusted with this piece of equipment, hurtling at 70 miles an hour, and you're like, man, I would not trust this person with anything. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. I think my answer's still no, Susan.
Yeah, it's still no.
Okay,
all right. I'm a very persuasive man.
Laid out a whole case and admit nothing. Yeah.
About Laura, are you excited about it?
No.
Okay, let me.
No.
All right, that's fair. Let me ask this: what if all the cars were self-driven? Would that make you feel any better? Because now you're taking the human element out.
That's worse.
Okay. All right.
Why do you think that's worse?
No, yes, humans are flawed, but the human element is still important.
Yeah.
It counts for something.
Well, that's a good point.
That's what we were talking about. Sharon and I were wondering about this. Like, as many things as go wrong with, like, your phone, and you have to have a friend set it straight. Like, oh, here's your problem. I can see that with a car where they're like, oh, you know what you should have done? You're supposed to go into your settings, and where it says drive directly off a cliff, you're supposed to toggle that off.
That's why you ran over all the mailboxes,
like, oh,
because
okay,
that setting
right.
wasn't off.
Okay. I got it. Now I know. What's up? My name is Brant.
Here we go again.
Producer Sherry's here. Sometimes I'm hanging on the streets with the fellas. Because I'm a fella. I'm a guy, you know. Do guy stuff, hang out. And
it's the Christmas Villagers. Just say it. When we get this music and the lower voice, you're going to talk about
There's
Christmas
nothing
villages.
Unmanly about tiny Christmas villages. I'm into them. Lots of dudes are. I mean, lots of dudes
are. Hey, listen, the village deal, that is the best way, man. I am so into it that I'll go ahead and set them up in such a way that I can go ahead and take pictures from upstairs in certain ways that it looks like you're just at a certain distance away from this beautiful little town. Just beautiful. It's peaceful. So, I'm with you on the village deal. Okay, brother?
Hey, Brant. This is Jacqueline. I listen to you and Sherry every day. And I was just letting you know that my husband, he loved Christmas villages, too. We can't go into Lowe's without him wanting to stop and look at them for, like, ever.
Yeah.
And he also has a collection. I just we don't have anywhere to put it out. But he loves them too, so you're not the only one, man, that loves Christmas villages.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah. Just proving my point. A lot of people calling into question, but tiny Christmas village is very manly.
I don't know.
You get to pretend that you rule over them as well.
That's another level.
That's pretty cool.
If you read the Bible, you can read it a couple different ways. And one way is, this is all about me. And another way is, this is all about Jesus and what God is doing through the world and what he's doing for us, what he's done for us. I happen to be of the latter school, thinking that's what it's about. But that said, we do get to see his heart for us and how he works. Like, we get to see how the heart of God operates. And if you're wondering, why am I doing this? Why do I have this job? Why do I live here? Why am I stuck in this place? Why did that happen? You can look at so many stories, including the Christmas story itself, and go, you know what? Nobody saw that coming, did they? And yet there was a plan behind it. What a plan it was. And nobody saw it. They had prophets. They had scriptures to rely on. They had experts of religion, you know, looking into these prophecies about the Messiah. They never saw it happening like this. Nobody did. So the idea that I can figure all this out. That's what trust is all about. Like, no, I don't understand it. You know what? I don't even want to. I don't even want to. God's mind is so much greater than mine, and he's a mystery to us. His plan is mysterious, but I tell you what, he's got one. I at least know that. They tell us that this week everybody gets busy, so the pattern they have to listening to a radio show or listening to anything, podcasts, whatever, is thrown off, and there's fewer people engaged.
Yeah, that's true.
But we like that.
Why?
Because it's more, we just feel like a real friend. Okay. If you're listening now, you're a real friend.
Okay.
Everybody else, we don't care about them. They have abandoned us. And, you know, the going gets tough.
They jump ship.
Yeah, but you're still here. You know, makes us feel good that you're still listening to us. Thank you. Don't leave either. Don't be like, oh,
now I'm turning them off.
Yeah, if everybody else is leaving, maybe I want to get in on that. I could see that coming. Quick Christmas question for you. You know, honest question. Do you prefer getting presents or giving them? I mean, do you enjoy one more than the other?
I like giving them. To see their little eyes light up or something that my mom liked.
How about you, Sherry?
I like giving just because there's not a lot that I need, so there's not a lot that I'm looking forward to people giving me. But I do like finding the right thing for the right person. And I really, really like that.
I like getting stuff. And I like getting just the right thing. Like, just knowing that I took the time to specifically tell you I want that shirt, and then you get it for me, and it's what I said I wanted. That just...
That like, warms your heart?
It warms my heart. It's like, that's exactly what I told you, and you did what I said. And I don't know, it's Christmas.
I really do like to give and see, you know, their reactions to it and everything, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't like to get things too, but sure. It's really more about the idea that they took the time and thought about me enough to find something they thought I would like.
That's cool.
I agree.
I like seeing, I take it a little step further, and that is, I like seeing their eyes when they look into my eyes when I open a present. I just like the delight. I like to sit back and watch the delight that they have
with you getting something,
seeing me get something. Awesome. Yeah. Not just like any present. It's like something really, really nice.
Just the way it makes them feel.
Gold.
I'm kind of seeing a pattern here.
Yeah.
Like, here's the universe.
So I just,
and there's Brent, like, right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been talking about MediShare on the podcast. They used to run this commercial. I don't know if you ever heard this, but I used to laugh because it was they were trying to explain it. And they had like a guy who was doing MediShare explaining. He's like an older guy. And he's like, well, how do I explain it? It's medical sharing. MediShare. Get it? Duh.
Thank you, sir.
I laughed every time. So I'm like, I'm just trying to listen to the radio. And this guy's like, what are you, some kind of moron?
You don't understand MediShare. You need me to put that together
right,
more for you.
It for you. And now I'm left with going, well, it's sharing medical bills, okay?
Now you're the guy.
How I exactly. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. I'm like,
it all comes full circle.
Yeah. Hello. What is your problem? I'm just listening to the radio. Suddenly, this old guy's insulting me. I just thought it was so funny.
But you remembered
that. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that said, that is what it is. And you could wind up saving tons of money. And hopefully, if it's a blessing for you and your family, you should at least look into it. There's a reason why we keep saying this. Like, they've grown like more than 60% in the past year. In the past year, people are finding out, oh my goodness, this is great. So it may work for you. Hopefully it does. If it doesn't, you know, let us know that too or whatever. But biblicalhealthcare.com, just investigate it. Could be huge for your family. Biblicalhealthcare.com. Duh.
Hello.
Hello. What is your problem? Greetings to you. My name is Brant. Merry Christmas. Producer Sherry is here too.
You remember Santa's workshop?
Santa's workshop.
Yeah.
You remember Santa? Did you have that? You guys didn't have that Santa's workshop in your in your elementary school and junior high?
We did. Yes.
You did? Okay.
Yes, we'd bring a little bit of money and buy a little plastic necklace for my mom.
I know, but it's always like a ruby pendant that's like $1.75.
Right.
Brant, what happened there in Assumption? You guys didn't have the Santa's workshop going? Okay.
And then since we homeschool our kids, mm-hmm. they didn't have that option. But I remember my son gave me, I think he was in sixth grade, and he bought me, and this was like $20.
Uh huh.
So it's a significant thing, but he bought me some online lectures about neuroscience. And it was like a handmade card. It's like, here's your redeeming code for these lectures.
That's
so
pretty
good.
Awesome.
Yeah, so good.
In sixth grade.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I think he got him for himself. Nice. But it was very nice. If you're new to the show, we have a producer who oversees the quality of the programming. And her name is Sherry. She's awesome.
Thank you.
One thing, though, that I would take exception to has been, and this is a real learning moment, and I'm not saying I told you so at all, but I'm just going, let's look at what's happening in pop culture.
Sure.
I wanted to get a show robot a long time ago.
Yes, you
did. Just a robot for the show that could do tasks, but also represent the show, and because people like, well, Star Wars introduced BB-8.
Little robot.
One of my favorite droids of all time.
Okay.
And it made $500 million over the weekend.
Star Wars did?
Yes.
The movie?
Yes.
Okay.
But people really, I just think it's interesting. Like, they jumped on it. They made $500 million. How many millions? We have 0 millions.
Yes, we do have 0 millions, but we don't have robots.
But we don't even have enough budget to, like, do prizes.
That's true. So we certainly don't have budgets for robots.
But if we took out a loan... If it was 1/500th as cool as BB-8, like
monetize that? Like, okay, so we take out a loan, we have a robot now.
I'd just be like, check out this robot, give me some money. And I think people, that's kind of how Hollywood works. I was just thinking maybe we could do that. That's cool.
It's clear you have a plan.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brant and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.